家下午好。
Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
Thank you for coming today.
谢谢你们今天来到。
And I know it's difficult on the traffic and weather's cold.
我知道每次交通不利的时候来就更困难了。
Okay, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
I hope you recover from last week's sermon.
我希望你们从上一周的讲道里面已经恢复了。
I wonder if we lost anybody.
我们还没有丢掉任何人。
It's a hard truth, and yet it's the truth.
虽然是一个很残忍的真理，但是仍然是真理。
Who would have known that Jude, the book of Jude, being one of the shortest book, has one of the most important verses?
谁又会想到呢？短短的一本犹大书，它的第五节有这么大的真理。大家还记不记得这个重要的真理呀？
Verse 5.
记不记得第五节犹大书说的是什么？
Who led the Israelites out of Egypt?
是谁带领以色列出埃及的？
What did Jude say?
那个犹大是怎么解读的呀？
He says Jesus.
他说的是耶稣。
Amen. What the shortest favorite book?
最短最短的一本书。
And yet it contains such an important theological importance.
却有这么重要的一个属神的真理在里面。
So last week we were talking about how God wants us to see the Old Testament as a revelation of Christ.
所以我们上一周有说到旧约里面神也让我们能够看到耶稣基督他自己的启示。
And also today I want to tell you that God wants to do everything through Christ.
那今天我们要分享的就是神要借着耶稣做所有的一切的事情。
If you don't do things through Christ, then you are not biblical.
如果我们不是按照借着基督来做的，那所做的都不是照着圣经来的。
That's why there are so many different types of cults around the world.
这是为什么世上有如此多的异端？
Because they push Jesus out of their belief.
因为他们把耶稣这个最关键的核心给拿走了。
You know, the Jehovah's Witness can see Jehovah in the Old Testament, but can't see Jesus.
比如说耶和华的见证人，他们看到了旧约的耶和华，却认不了耶稣。
Amen. Everyone can see there is a God, but can't see the Trinity.
每个人都说有神，可是却看不到那三位一体的神。
Before I begin, I want to say to you that the doctrine of the Trinity is very complex.
那我在开始之前想提醒大家，三位一体这个概念本身就很复杂。
No matter how you preach it, no matter how you do it,
不管你怎么讲道都好。
There's bound to be some sort of heresy somewhere.
那总会有人觉得哪里呢有一点错误的。
Amen. Because in our minds, it's difficult to comprehend about the Trinity, how it works.
因为在我们的头脑中间，去用自己的头脑去想象三位一体的概念，就是很
难。So when we think about the Trinity, don't think about it in a technical way.
所以当我们讲到三位一体的时候，不要那种真的物理上面把他们三个放到一起这么想。
It's just like I said, like, why does the water in the kettle boil?
就像我们刚才说的，为什么那个壶里面要烧开水呢？
Because then you can think about all the technical reasons, the scientific facts.
然后你就开始用各样的科学道理来解释为什么烧开水的这个道理在哪里。
But this is far more important to understand the purpose.
但其实你看到你烧水的目的才是最重要的。
The reason why the water is boiling because I want a cup of tea.
为什么我要烧水呢？因为我想喝呀。
So, don't get into all the technical understanding. How is it possible for God to exist as three in one?Forget about it. Just understand why.
所以老师不要老是用我们局限的头脑去反复的去琢磨那三位一体到底是怎么回事。
And if you understand why, that's all you need to do. No.
你要是知道为什么了，你就够了。
God wants you and I to know Jesus.
神想让你我认识耶稣。
Because if you understand Jesus, you understand the Trinity.
因为你要是认识了耶稣，你其实就认识了三位一体的另外两位。
So it is through Jesus that we see the Father, and we see the Holy Spirit, and we see the Son.
我们是借着耶稣看到了父，看到了圣灵。
And part of the reason is that in the Old Testament, often the term God is not explained.
那在旧约里面，神这个词从来就没有解释。
Often is Elohim is God.
所以我们就知道 Elohim 这个词，知道它代表的是神。
Or other times is through God's covenant name Yahweh,
或者是我们叫它亚威，或者叫它耶和华，是因为神立约的名字。
If you notice in Genesis chapter 1 is always God.
所以你发现呢，在创世纪的第一章，他用的那个神。
In chapter two, the moment he made man, he's called Yahweh.
但是在第二章，当他造人以后，他就成了亚威这个名字。
But that Yahweh is Jesus.
但是亚威其实是耶稣。
Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. Now let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
那我们来看看哥罗西书的第一章十五节。
Okay.Now, he, which means Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
一章十五节说，爱子是那看不见的神之像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
You got to understand the Father, God, the Father, we can't see his face.
我们要明白父神的脸我们是看不见的，父神的像是看不见的。
Like Exodus 33 verse 20 was saying how no one can see God's face and live.
就像出埃及记32章20节里面说，没有人能够看到神的面。
Last week we also said in John 1 verse 18 said no one has seen God.
那上周我们在约翰福音1章12节也说，没有一个人见过神。
And yet last week I showed you all the New Testament scripture, not Old Testament, New Testament scripture to prove to you, and also the Old Testament to prove to you that they did see God.
那上一周呢，我们把旧约、新约里的经文都翻出来给你们看了，让我们看看在旧约里面的耶稣。
Abraham saw God.
说到亚伯拉罕见过神。
Moses saw God.
说摩西见过神。
The 70 elders saw God of Israel ate with him, fellowship with him.
17个长老都看到过以色列的神，还和他一起同吃。
We also saw that Isaiah saw God.
以赛亚也看到了神。
And yet none of them died.
但是他们也没有说看到神就死了呀。
Because the person that they saw was the visible God.
因为他们所看见的是那看得见的神之像。
Now, Colossians tells you who is the visible God.
那哥罗西书告诉我们，那唯独看得见的那个神的像是谁呢？
It's Jesus.
是耶稣。
Amen. Who is the invisible God?
那个看不见的神之像是谁呢？
It's the Father.
是父神。
And that is why God has determined that His Son can be seen.
所以父神决定让他的爱子能够被人看到。
Jesus is not meant to be hiding.
耶稣本来他的目的就不是要隐藏着的。
Jesus is revealed to us.
耶稣就是彰显给我们看的。
So when Jesus became the flesh,
当耶稣成为肉身的时候，
it was not the primary reason was not to make himself visible because he was already visible.
耶稣并不是为了生出来，为了让你们看见，你们才看见的。耶稣是一直就能看见的。
So when Jesus became flesh, the primary reason is to die for us.
所以耶稣基督成为肉体的目的，其中一个是为了来为我们而死。
Amen. So Jesus is the visible form of the Father.
所以耶稣是那个看得见的神的版本。
So that's why Jesus said, "If you see me, you will see the Father."
所以耶稣才说，你看见了我，你就看见了父神。
So when Abraham saw God, when Abraham saw Jesus.He saw the Father.
所以亚伯拉罕看见了耶稣，所以他看见了父神。
Amen. Don't blame me. Blame Paul who wrote this scripture.
不要怪我哈，你要怪就怪写这本书的保罗。
He is the image of the invisible God.
爱子是那个看不见的父神的像。
Amen. Right. That's already getting us into trouble.
这个看到这句话就已经有麻烦了。
Verse 16 makes it even worse.
然后16节的麻烦就更大了。
Paul is getting us into trouble when he says, verse 16, please.
请大家看16节。
For by him, all things were created in heaven and on earth.
这里面说啊，因为万有都是在他的里面造的，无论是天上的地上的。
What Paul is saying is, Jesus made the heavens and the earth.
耶稣保罗是在说耶稣是造天造地的那一位。
But according to the church creed, do you know what the creed is?
那我们要是按照我们教会的这个原则的章节来说的话，
the creeds are the early church doctrines.
这是一种信经，就是那种 初期教会的自己写的那种我相信的那种信经。
Because it was needed because everybody were making their own doctrines up.
因为他们当时需要这样写一种圣经，因为很多人不小心就信跑了，信偏了。
So the church had to publish a set of doctrines, say we believe in the following.
所以呢，那个时候的初期教会就没有办法，他就只能写出来他们这个相信的这种信经，为了让大家都一样。
And so one of them is called.And I print it out in Chinese here. It's not on the slide, yeah. It's called the Nicene Creed.
那第一个我们要看的信经呢，叫做尼西亚君士坦丁堡信经。
And what the Nicene Creed says in its first statement is opposite what Paul is saying.
那这个尼西亚君的这个信经里面上面写的第一句话，就跟保罗这句话是反的。
He says, "I believe in one God."
他说，我信独一上帝。
The Father Almighty.
全能的父
Maker of heaven and earth
创造天地的
And of all things visible and invisible
并造有形无形之万物的主
Now, look at this Paul is saying, saying something different
那你们再看看哥罗西书一章十五十六节是不是讲的不一样
He says, by him all things were created
他明明的讲到，因为万有都是在基督里面造的。
He didn't say the Father, but he said Jesus.
他这里面指的是耶稣基督，不是指的父神。
In heaven and earth, visible and invisible.
他说的是在无论是在天上的、地上的、看得见的、不能看见的。
So is Paul trying to be a Jehovah Witness or something like that?
所以保罗是异端吗
？Is who is correct?
谁是对的呢
？In fact.There are no contradictions.
其实本来就没有矛盾的。
Because in God there is three persons.
因为在神就有三位。
Amen. So Paul is not talking about a contradiction of who is creating the heavens and the earth. It's why it was created.
保罗呢在这里并不是想制造矛盾，说到底是谁造了天造了地。他更多是想强调为什么造天造地。
The truth is.The Creator is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all God, the Creator.
事实是，这个造物者既是父神，又是爱子，也是圣灵。
If you look at Genesis chapter 1, you see the Trinity in action.
你要是看创世纪的第一章，你会发现三位都在做事情。
And let me repeat again. Whenever the Trinity is doing something, they are doing it together.
我们再说一遍，当三位一体的神，他们三位在做事情的时候，他们是同时在做的。
When Jesus was baptized in water, all three of them were present.
当耶稣受洗的时候，当时三位都在。
Amen. So every action of God, you will always see somewhere is the Trinity all working.
所以只要看到神做事的时候，你就能够看到三位都在的各样的。
So the truth is.God the Father was creating, the Son was creating, and the Holy Spirit was creating.
所以天父在创造，耶稣在创造，圣灵也在创造。
So what was Paul talking about here?
所以保罗在这里讲的是什么？
We read on.
我们继续来读。
He said, "All things, carry on, go back. All things were created through Him and for Him."
这里面说。一切都是借着他，为了他造的。
Amen. So the important thing is, why does Paul say Jesus created the heavens and the earth? Because the Father created it through him, and creation is for him.
为什么当时保罗在前面有说他是在耶稣里面造的呢？因为父神就是借着耶稣造的，也是为了耶稣才去造的。
Ladies and gentlemen, who we are created.For through Jesus and for Jesus.
那你我是怎么创造的？你我是借着耶稣创造的，而且还是为了耶稣造的。
Adam and Eve were created through Jesus and for Jesus.
那亚当和夏娃是借着耶稣，也是为着耶稣而造的。
So why are we created?
所以你我被造的原因是什么呢
？For Jesus.
为的是基督。
Now can you see the shadow? of what Paul is trying to say about the church.
So
the church is for Jesus.
所以你从这里就能够看到这个影像，其实保罗在说的，我们的教会就是为耶稣而造的。
Amen. Are you following?
你们在跟着的吗？
Now, can you understand when you look at the moon, the stars, and the sky?
当你们看看天上的月亮、星星时候，
the glory of God, who does it speak about?
你看看天上的星星，他们都在说什么？
Who is it created for?
他们为谁造的这些星星月亮？
It's Jesus.
都是为着耶稣造的。
So whenever we look at the beauty of the universe, it is the testimony of Jesus.
当我们看到这宇宙间的各种美好，我们都知道那是耶稣基督的见证。
It is the Logos in manifest in physical form.
是那个道已经成为了肉身到我们当中。
Because when Godcreated the heavens and the earth, he spoke it out.
因为当神造天地的时候，他是用语言来造的。
And the word of God became the stars and the moon and the sky.
然后他的这些所说的话就成为了真实的，这个道成为了真实看得见的东西。
So when you look at the moon, when you look at the stars,
所以当你看了看得见的星星和月亮时，
that's the manifestation of the Logos.
你就知道那是神的话语成真了，变成了实相实体。
Amen. Those are the written words of, those are the words of God manifested.
你们看见的那些能看见的东西都是神的话语的彰显。
That's why your DNA is a very long sentence.
这是为什么你的基因都是很长很长的。
Hallelujah.
比如说 Hallelujah.
Our DNA, if you pull it out, is 6 feet long.
如果你要把你的 DNA 拿出来的话，你会发现它很长。
And yet, it's got a super duper very complicated program.
你会看到那种各样的字母和各样的那种啊神创造的。
Do you know what that
is, 的密码
？Do you know what that will be called in the ancient time? It will be called a scroll.
那个时候在旧约是说是一个长卷。
It is a book.
像是一个长长的一本书
，written about you，
关乎写的就是你我。
Your DNA is a book written about you。
你的基因是一本关乎你的书。
Who wrote that book? Who spoke that book into being? God
是谁借着口里说的话让那个书成为了真实的一个真体呢
？That's why David said we are wonderfully made。
所以我们是被完美的创造的。
We are even more beautifully made than the universe.
我们比造宇宙造的那个工程还更美。
Amen. Hallelujah. So why has he made us that way? Because it is for him.
为什么神要这样来造我们？为着耶稣。
So Paul is trying to say to us, focus on Jesus being the creator because he is the creator for you.We see him as the creator.
所以保罗在这里面反复强调的是让我们看到耶稣基督是那个创造者。我也知道我们是为了他所造的。
Even though we know that the Father is the creator, the Holy Spirit is the creator, but Paul is saying, focus on him because the water's boiling because you want a cup of tea, right?
所以神在这里说对你知道是天父造的你也知道是圣灵造的但是我想让你专注是耶稣造的就跟刚才说开水的那个道理是一
样。And so he created you because he's for him.
因为你所造的目的是为了耶稣。
If it's for him, that means you and me are precious.
那如果是为着耶稣而造的你和我那是非常宝贝的了。
See, God didn't just throw us into a random kind of shake, 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 and you come out of it. No, he deliberately created you in a certain way.
我们不是那种很粗糙的，就拿泥巴然后炒两下就出来的那种。
Amen. Hallelujah. And so what we learn here is that the Father does the creation through Christ.
所以父神是借着耶稣来创造。
And that the Holy Spirit is the one who make it into action.
圣灵是那个让实质性的东西发生的实施的
But both the Father and the Holy Spirit is pointing towards Jesus focus on him
但就算是这样连父神和圣灵两个人都拿指头指着耶稣说你们专注在他身上
One thing you've got to understand is everything we know about God is revealed to us
我们所有需要知道神的事情都向我们显示了。
Without God's revelation, we don't know who He is.
没有神的启示，我们就不会认识主。
But can we ever know everything about God?
但是你会把所有神的事情都弄清楚吗？
Impossible, because he's infinite.
当然不可能，这么无限的主怎么能全弄清楚？
So everything we know about God is all in the context of salvation.
所以我们认识的神只是在救恩这个方面的神。
Everything you read in the Bible is somehow pointing towards saving us.
所以只要读圣经你会发现他专注的主要是救恩这个方面。
And throughout the Old Testament, all the way to New Revelation, you see the hand of Jesus at work.
所以从旧约到新约你一直看到耶稣基督的手在工作。
Saving you.
一直在来做拯救的工作。
Transforming you.
来做改变的工作。
Because why?
为什么?
Because you are for him.
因为你是为了基督而造的。
We are his bride.
我们是他的新娘。
Amen.For the sisters, that's easy to understand.
姐妹们，你们觉得新娘很容易理解。
For the brothers, that's difficult.
弟兄们就是觉得很难理解。
Amen? But just imagine, God, the Son, loves us.
但是我们要深知道，爱子是爱我们的。
Amen? Hallelujah. So it is through Jesus.
是借着耶稣。
Now in verse 17, we read,For he is before all things, in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be eminent.
十七节，他在万有之先，万
有
也靠他而存在。他是身体的头，他是原始，是从死人复活的首生者，好让他在万有中居首位。
Do you see the word preeminent?
你们看到最后那个词居首位。
So the Father does everything through Jesus, he has a reason.
父神做什么都要借着耶稣，那父神是有他的道理的。
Not only is it for us,
他不光是为了我们
But the Father wants to lift Jesus up.
因为父神想把他的爱子抬高
Become the focus for all of us.
让他成为那个专注点
To make him the preeminent.
让他成为那个居首位的
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now when you begin to understand the Trinity that way, it will begin to become clear.
那你当你这样子来看三位一体的话，你会越来越清楚了。
Whenever you look at God, you look at Jesus.
你一看到耶，想到神的时候，你就要看耶稣。
You have to wear the lenses of Jesus.
你要戴上那个看耶稣的滤镜。
Because the Father has lifted him up.
因为父神把他的爱子居首位。
And want you and me to focus on him.
他想让你我把所有的专注点都放到耶稣的上面。
Why? Why?
为什么?
Because it is through Jesus
因为是借着他
that we understand the Father.
是借着耶稣我们才能明白父神
And that we understand the Holy Spirit.
我们才会明白圣灵
Amen. Through Jesus,
借着耶稣
you become more Pentecostal than the Pentecostals.
你会比那个灵恩派的更灵恩派
You become more traditional than the traditional church.
你会比那传统派的还要传统派
You know the word better.
你会明白更好。
You know the Father better.
你会知道父神，也认识的更多。
Through Jesus, you know the Holy Spirit better.
你要是借着耶稣，你对圣灵的认知也是更清楚。
Through Jesus, you walk in greater power.
你要是借着耶稣，你也能够在大能中行事。
Amen. Without understanding Jesus, it will limit your walk with God.
如果不认识耶稣基督，会限制你与神同行的这
条路。Because it is God's will that we should understand God through Jesus.
因为是神的旨意，想让你我来认识耶稣。
In John chapter 14, verse 16, verse 6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章第六节说，耶稣对他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
This is Jesus.
这是耶稣说话。
He said that.
他自己说的。
If you want to understand God, if you want to get to God, he's not just talking about the salvation, he's talking about a relationship.
他这里说啊，你要是想知道父神，想认识父神，指的不是救恩这么件事情，
see,
指的是你真认识父神这件事情。
If the Father wants to give you a hug today,
如果父神想给你一个，拥抱。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面的话
it will be impossible.
就很难，不可能实现。
Without killing you.
除非要杀了你。
Amen. Can you imagine, right? If I'm dad and I see my son and I love him so much and I want to give him a kiss.
那比如说。
And by, hey, son, it's me. He dies.
比如说，哎呀，我好想我的儿子，我想对他说，我想抱抱你，亲亲你，然后没想到我跟他一接近，那个荣光就把他杀死了。
But through Christ, it's possible. 但
是借着基督就可以了。
Because he is the visible of the invisible.
因为耶稣是那个看得见的。
He is the approachable of the unapproachable.
因为耶稣是看得见摸得着的，但是父神不是。
Do you understand?
明白吗？
Jesus is the visible, approachable form of the Father.
所以耶稣是那个看得见摸得着的，可以去亲近的。父神的一个替代，一个不同的方式。
So therefore, if the God wants to give you a kiss,
所以如果父神想亲亲你的话，
He will kiss you through Jesus.
他得借着耶稣来亲亲你。
Hallelujah. Now,
那
when Jesus kisses you on the cheek, you will feel the Father's love.
当耶稣基督在你脸上亲的时候，你会知道父神对你的亲吻。
Because the one kissing you on the cheek. Is the Father.
因为那真正想亲亲你的其实是父神。
But it's also the Son.
也是儿子。
You understand?
你明白吗？他们三个是在一起的。
And now you realize, hey, Jesus is in heaven. So when the Father wants to give you a kiss, it is through Jesus Christ.
那我们现在说，哦，耶稣在天上，所以如果父神要亲我的话，他要借着耶稣亲。
But Jesus is in heaven.
那现在耶稣也亲不着了，怎么办呢？
And he will do it via the Holy Spirit.
然后他说，那现在要借着圣灵来亲。
So when the Father wants to give you a kiss on the cheek, he will do it through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, before it become.
所以呀，现在要是父神想来亲你的话，他得先借着耶稣，然后耶稣借着圣灵，然后让这个圣灵来给你一个亲吻。
But you will feel the Father kissing you.
但是你仍然能感觉到，哦，是父在亲我。
But this is also Jesus kissing you.
也感觉到，哦，是耶稣在亲我。
But the lips actually come from the Holy Spirit.
但其实那个亲你那个嘴是圣灵出来的。
Now you begin to say, "Whoa, I think I'll begin to just about work out how it works."
所以你也许现在说，我好像终于听明白一点了。
You see, we can appreciate it, but we can't quite understand it.
我们也许会为这个事情很感恩，但是也不一定真的听得明白。
The importance is we have to. It has to be through Jesus.
但是最重要的就是你们要记得这句话是借着耶稣。
When he said, "I am the way,"
因为他说耶稣说我是道路。
It's not just the salvation.
不是指救恩的那条道路。
It's not just the reconciliation.
不是仅仅讲与神和好的那条道路。
It is about embracing the Father.
是关乎于跟父神有个亲密关系的道路。
Coming to the Father's presence.
是在父神跟前跟他亲近的一个道路。
He said, "It's through me."
耶稣说，只能借着我。
But praise the Lord.
感谢主。
The road, the way is not a one-way street.
那这个道路呢，不是一条只进不出的道。
It's us.
单行道。
It's us going to the Father only.
不是说只是单行道，我去神那里。
Praise God, it is a dual carriageway. It is both ways.
感谢神是双行道，所以我可以到父神那，父神也可以过来。
So not only is Jesus the way to the Father, but it's also it's the way for the God, the Father to you.
所以耶稣基督不光是能让我们去到父神的那条道路，也是父神能够来到我们里面的道路。
Amen.Jesus is our way.
耶稣是道路。
But he is also the door.
他也是门。
So the door is also two-way.
那门呢，也是可以双行的。
For us to enter to God.
我们可以借着那个门走进到父神那。
But it's also for God to enter to us.
那父神也可以借着那个门进入到我们里面。
Christ is important. He must be the central figure.In our walk with God.
耶稣这么的重要，他必须是我们认识神的那个最最的最重要的核心。
Amen. John chapter 14 verse 9 says.
约翰福音十四章九节。
Jesus said to him, which is Philip, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." How can you say, "Show us the Father"?
耶稣对腓力说，腓力，我与你们在一起这么久了，你还不认识我吗？看见我的就是看见了父，你怎么还说将父显示给我们看呢？
So it means if you want to see the Father,
换句话说，你要想看见父神的话，
you have to see Jesus.
那你要先看到耶稣。
Because if you see the Father, you will die.
如果你直接看父神见面的话，你就会死了。
So if you, in other words,If you see me, you will die. But if you see me through my son, you will live.
换句话说，你要是面见 Joshua, 你就死了。如果你要面见他的儿子 Joseph, 你就活了。
Verse 10 says, Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work.
十四章十节继续说，我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，而是住在我里面的父在做他的工作。
You know what Jesus is saying? The Father and the Son are one.
所以耶稣在告诉我们，父和子是一体的。
Whether you see the Father or see the Son, you will see both.
不管你是说你看到父也好，看到子也好，其实你两个都看到了。
Amen? So the Jesus...Is the visible God.
所以耶稣是那看得见的神。
He is the one that we will fellowship. He is the one that will come to us and will touch us, will bless us.
他是那个跟我们一起团契，他是那个来到我们中间来触摸我们的主。
And he is, was the one who came to die for us.
他也是那个亲自来为我们死的主。
That's why only the Jesus revealed to us on the cross.Is the Jesus that can bless us.
所以只有那十字架上的耶稣才是那祝福我们的主。
Jesus, what God wants you to focus on him.
所以神要我们把我们的专注点放到耶稣上面。
Us to the Father and the Father to us.
我们去父那条路和父到我们这里的路。
Hebrews call him the intercessor.
希伯来书里面叫他是中保。
The mediator.
也是中保的意思。
You understand?The mediator is the road. The mediator is the door.
就是中保就有点像是一个中介，一个媒介一样，来帮助父神和我们的连接。
Amen. So for us, for you and me, if I want to know the Father, I need to study about Jesus. I need to get to know Jesus so that I can understand God the Father.
所以你我要是想认识父神的话，那我们要真正学习的和认识的是耶稣基督。
If I want to experience the Father's love, I need Jesus.
如果我想经历父神的爱，我也需要借着耶稣。
To make that happen.
使这个事情能够成就。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, but if I want to understand the Holy Spirit,
但是如果我想要认识圣灵的话，怎么办？
Because that's why we are Pentecostals.
因为这是为什么我们要当是灵恩派的教会吗？
I want you now to see verse in chapter 16, verse 12.13, it says,
我们继续来看约翰福音十六章十三节。
When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truths, and he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come.
但真理的灵来的时候，他要引导你们进入一切真理，因为他不是凭着自己说的，而是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事向你们传达。
So in other words, if you want to know the Holy Spirit,
换句话说，你要是想认识圣灵，
you need to know the Jesus.
那你也得要借着耶稣。
You understand?
明白吗?
Because if you don't understand Jesus, then you don't understand what the Holy Spirit is doing.
如果你不认识耶稣，你也不会明白圣灵的做事的方法。
You don't understand why he's doing it.
你也不会明白他到底为什么要这样做。
Do you understand?
明白
吗? Because the Holy Spirit performs miracles. The Holy Spirit moves signs and wonders for one reason.
因为圣灵他做各样的神迹奇事都为了一个原因。
He's doing it for Jesus.
他都是为了耶稣而做。
Why?
为什么呢?
Verse 14.
第十四节。
第十四节 says, He will glorify me.
他要荣耀我。
For he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
因为他要把从我领受的向你们传达。
What is the Holy Spirit taking?
所以圣灵要把什么传达?
He's giving you Jesus.
他是想把耶稣向你传达。
To glorify Jesus in your life.
想让耶稣在你的身上得荣耀。
Amen. The Father wants to give you Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to give you Jesus.
父神想把耶稣送给你，然后圣灵都想把耶稣送给你。
That's why the Holy Spirit will not do anything on his own accord. He will only do it for Jesus.
所以圣灵这个位格绝对不会自己乱行事，他一定是为着耶稣，借着耶稣来行事。
When we become Christ-centered,
所以当我们把所有的核心的重心都放到耶稣上，
then we will have a balanced Christianity.
那我们就会有一个比较平衡好的一个信仰。
You see, when the Jehovah Witness reject Jesus, you end up a Jehovah Witness.
所以当耶和华见证人拒绝耶稣的时候，他们就变成了所谓的耶和华见证人。
You only believe in Jehovah, Yahweh, but you don't believe in the Son.
因为他们说他们只相信耶和华亚威，他们不相信他的儿子耶稣。
When you remove Jesus from the Holy Spirit, you only see a power.
那你要是把耶稣和圣灵分开的话，那你就只是看到了大能。
And that's why today there are churches that move in power but no Jesus.They can't tell the difference whether it is the Holy Spirit or is it witchcraft.
所以啊，现在很多教会他们自己也可以彰显很多有大能的事情，但是因为跟基督分开了，所以我们很难知道他那个大能的能力是来自于基督还是来自于其他的巫术。
I personally believe when some of the stuff that I've watched on the YouTube is dangerous.
所以我自己真的会相信你们在那个网上 YouTube 上面看到的东西，很多东西都挺危险的。
Although the minister.Can do great signs and wonders, may even prophesy and tell you all sorts of things. But if there's no Jesus, it is not the Holy Spirit.
那里面的那些传道人，看似他们做了各种大能，好像行了很多大能之事，但是与基督却分离着。你们看到的那个大能，不是来自于圣灵的大能。
The Holy Spirit is not an entertainer.
圣灵不是来给你们做怪搞笑，给你们逗着玩的。
He's not there to impress you.
他不是来向你们显摆显摆他有多厉害的魔术的。
He does all of it to point to Jesus.
他所做的一切都是为了让耶稣得荣耀。
Signs and wonders is part of the gospel so that you believe it's Jesus.
我们看到的神迹也好，大能也好，那都是为了一个目的，为的是人来信耶稣。
Signs and wonders is not to be done so that you believe in the preacher.
那些神迹所实行的原因，不是让你去相信那个传道人有多么厉害。
So that you can give all his money to him.
所以你就把所有的钱都投资在这个传道人的身上。
Although it might be a good idea.
当然了，我也会欢迎你们啊，要给只管给。
Do you understand? Without Jesus, then the Holy Spirit becomes just a magical power.
所以如果没有耶稣的大能，那不就成了圣灵的那种魔术了吗？
You can't tell whether it's witchcraft.Or is it genuine Holy Spirit?
你都无法分辨那来自于巫术还是圣灵的工作呢？
And we can easily be deceived.
所以就会很容易分辨不到被欺骗。
But with Jesus.
但是关乎耶稣的话。
If anything does not point to Jesus.
如果所有所做的事情
，including our lives,
最后都不是指
向耶稣，including our lives,
包括我们自己生命的见证。
If we are not focus on Jesus,
如果我们自己的核心都没有在耶稣上
面的话 then we are deceiving ourselves.
那我们是在自欺欺人。
Until one day we hear,
直到有一天我们听到
Oh Lord, Oh Lord, and Jesus said, I don't know you.
主啊，主啊，然后耶稣说，我不认识你。
Amen? That's why it's so important, the Father's telling you, be focused on the Son.
所以父神一直在强调要把基督放在首位。
Through Jesus, you understand the love of the Father.
借着耶稣基督你就明白父神的爱。
Through Jesus, you understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
借着耶稣你也才会真的认清圣灵的工作。
I am determined to be more Pentecostal than a Pentecostal.
所以我要决定我要灵恩再灵恩。
And to be better at the Bible than the Orthodox people.
然后是真正认识主，然后认识圣经的灵恩人。
I can achieve, you and I can achieve this if we are centered ourselves on Christ.
你和我如果把耶稣基督放为最最核心的话，这个事情必成就。
Hallelujah to God.
我们到神那里。
God to us.
神到我们这里。
It's through Jesus.
都是借着耶稣。
Perhaps now can you understand verse chapter 15 verse 5 of John?
那你们现在是不是可以明白约翰福音十五章五节了
Why Jesus said apart from me you can do nothing
为什么耶稣说如果你们离了我你们就不能做什么十五章五节约翰福音十五章五节
yeah, That's it Do you understand brothers and sisters
明白吗弟兄姊妹们
Jesus is saying, everything that you do it through me.
耶稣说，你所做的都得借着我来做。
If you want to do anything, if you don't do it through me, you can do nothing.
如果你想自己做个什么，不是借着我来做的，都白做。
What is the Greek translation? Nothing. What's the Hebrew translation? Nothing. Nothing means nothing.
如果你要你要去研究哦，希腊文讲的。没有什么 和其他的语言讲的没有什么反正就是没有什么的意思做不了什么的意思
Now why do you think we need to pray in Jesus name
现在你们明白为什么我们老是说祷告的时候要奉着耶稣基督的名吗
Do you understand why 奉耶稣基督的名字
你们知道为什么要 in Jesus name 吗
Why
为什么呢
Because it's through him
因为一定要借着他
Hallelujah Make sure today we don't just say it religiously. 奉耶稣基督的名字，奉耶稣基督的名字， and don't understand why.
千万不要宗教化的那种来说奉耶稣基督的名，要明白跟耶稣基督的这种连接。
So I understand the Father in Jesus' name.
因为我是明白神，是因为我借着耶稣。
I have authority to cast out demons through Jesus.
我有权柄能够斥责魔鬼的离开，还是借着耶稣。
Amen.I can understand the Bible through Jesus.
我能够明白圣经的话语，仍然是借着耶稣。
And I can love my brothers and sisters through Jesus.
我可以爱我的弟兄姊妹们，仍然是借着耶稣。
Now can you understand why Jesus said?
所以你们现在明白耶
稣说 Love one another as I have loved you.
耶稣说，你们相爱的方式是因为我先爱了你们。
Through my love.
你们要借着我对你们的那种爱。
And that's very different from the Old Testament. Love.Your neighbor as yourself.
这个跟旧约的解读就完全不一样了。旧约是说你要爱你的邻舍像爱自己一样。
The two are not the same.
这两者完全不一样的。
One is telling you, love your neighbor as you would love yourself.
那前者是旧约是说你爱你的邻舍就像爱你自己那样的爱法。
But in the New Testament, Jesus said, you love one another as I has loved you.
但是新约却说，你们相爱是因为按照我先爱了你们的方式来爱。
So it is through Christ.
所以仍然是借着耶稣。
So in Jesus' name.
所以奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah! 奉耶稣基督的名字。Now it's not just get a bit more power.
所以我们现在在喊要说奉耶稣基督的名，不是一个好像想得到大能的一种秘密语言。
I remember when I was young Christian, young minister, I shout my voice until no more voice. In Jesus' name.
我记得我在还是年轻的基督徒的时候，我把我的嗓子都给喊哑了。我使劲喊，用最大的音量的喊，就喊奉耶稣基督的名，不停的喊。
That's when the early days when I tried to cast out demons. In Jesus' name.
那个就是我以前在赶鬼的模样。就年轻的我就这么赶鬼的。
Until I was exhausted.
一直赶到我自己都喊累了为止。
Then I said, please come out.
然后最后喊累了我就说哎呀求你了快点出来吧。
Please come out.
求你了赶快出来吧。
And then your corner of your eye, you shed a bit of tears.
然后你发现你的眼睛不自觉地流出来了泪水。
Because it's taken so long.
哎呀怎么这么久啊还没赶出来。
And it's not happening.
怎么还没赶出来啊。
So how many of us done that?
你们有没有很多人干过这种事情
Because you don't understand what does it mean by in Jesus' name.
因为你们连奉耶稣基督的名的意思都没弄清楚。
The Father wants you to understand what does it mean.
父神想让我们真的明白这个意思。
Once you study and meditate on through Jesus, then you will have power.
当你来学习、来默想借着耶稣这个道理的时候，
then you realize,
你才会意识到
the one casting out the demons not you.
你才会意识到那个叫魔鬼出来的不是你。
The one casting out the demon.Is Christ Himself.
因为那个赶鬼出来的是基督他自己。
Amen. Because you are doing it through Him.
因为你是借着基督在做。
He is the way.
他是道路。
And the more we meditate, the more we practice, the more it will begin to understand.
我们更多的来默想，更多的来操练，就会更多的来认识和看清这个真理。
And let me just end it like this.
是最后我们这样。来看
Our minds cannot comprehend any of this.
我们的头脑是没有办法去解读所有的事情。
Because Trinity is just too complicated.
因为三位一体确实很复杂。
But it doesn't mean we should avoid it.
但是并不是说我让你就不要去管了，别认识了。
So I was praying, God, what do I tell all your people?
所以我也跟神祷告说，那我要怎么去表达给我的教会的人呢？
Suddenly I remember something.
后来我突然想起，
Although my mind cannot comprehend God,
就算我的头脑没有办法想象得到，
How the Trinity can exist three in one.
三位一体的那个奥秘。
But we have the Spirit.
但是我们却有里面有圣灵。
We have the mind of Christ.
我们有耶稣基督的心思意念和心。
The Holy Spirit is the mind of Christ for us.
圣灵是基督的心灵在我们。
And First Corinthians says,
在哥林多后书说，
What the Spirit knows, the natural man can reflect back.
我们要常常去回想，其实这是很属圣经的说法。
As Betty has learned to reflect,
就是连 Betty 都开始知道检讨自己了，来开始想想。
Today, lots of theologians where they reflect and reflect and reflect.
今天也有很多的所谓的神学家，他们也开始来回想一下，思想一下自己，检查自己。
So they become a reflector.
他们最后就变成了一个反光镜。
Not a doer.
并不是一个真正做事的人。
So I've been reflecting.
所以我也开始不停地来回反省自己。
And it's true.
是。
Although I cannot understand the Trinity.
就算我不明白三位一体。
But my heart does.
但我的心却明白。
My spirit in my heart does.
因为我里面的灵却明白。
And when I reflect back on my devotion.
当我去想想回想醒察我的那些跟神在一起的时间。
And in the worship sometimes.
和敬拜主的那个时间。
Have you ever noticed you don't know why you cry out, Father, I love you?
你都不知道为什么突然你会说父啊我爱你。
You got no evidence that it was a father.
你都没有什么证据知道那是父神。
But somehow your spirit longs for the father.
但是你里面的灵他那么的渴望父。
And then in another service, suddenly your heart goes, Jesus, I love you.
突然有一天你又会说，哦，我里面的耶稣在说话，说耶稣我爱你。
And you got no evidence that's Jesus.
你其实当时也没分清到底是谁，是耶稣还是父。
But you got evidence it's God, but you don't know who.
你知道是神，但你不知道是其中的哪
一位。You don't know who is showing up.
你也不知道当时说话的是哪一位。
Amen. But your heart does.
但是你的心却知道。
And then in another service you go, Holy Spirit, I love you.
那换一天你又会说圣灵我爱你。
And that's why I love the song, Father, I love you.
这是为什么我老是唱那首歌，就是轮着唱父神子和灵。
Because it's very equal to all three.
因为我感觉他们每个人都唱了一遍，我觉得比较平衡。
There are times I used to struggle, say, am I upsetting any of the members of the Trinity?
因为我以前想，我要唱了第一个，忘了唱第二个，我会把那第三个给得罪了。
Am I just talking to the God too much and forgot about Jesus?
我会不会天天就只顾着跟天父讲话，把耶稣给忘掉了？
And so,There's a tension.
所以我就一直比较紧张这个事情。
But don't worry.
所以其实不要担心。
Your spirit.
你们的灵。
Don't know why.
也不知道为什么。
There are times when you say, Father, you just pray. And the other times you say, Lord Jesus. The other times you say, Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter.
你的灵在不同的时间，有的时候会叫父神，有的时候会叫耶稣，有的时候叫圣灵，其实都没关系。
Because all three are one.
因为他们三本来就是一体的。
And secondly,Let the Spirit give you the joy.
让圣灵给你真正的喜乐。
Let Him give you, let the Spirit give you all the different tastes of God.
让圣灵来带领你去经历跟神在一起的那个关系的不
同的滋味。How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know, sometimes when we are in devotion, we go, Father, next moment, Jesus, and then, because you're not thinking.
你们有这样的经历吗？就是比如说你们在跟神亲近的那一刹那间，你有时候会突然叫天父，有的时候又突然喊耶稣，其实你并没有去思想你在喊谁。
You're just going by your heart.
你就是因为你的心里面有一个呼求。
Right? You're not being unfaithful to one and not the other.
你也不是说啊，生怕得罪了其中哪一位。
But what it is, we are discovering.
其实是我们在认知
A wonderful, wonderful experience of God.
在经历和神亲密的那个关系。
That when we love God,
当我们爱主的时候，
He is such an interesting character.
神的性格特别的奇妙。
That is no other religion is like this.
其他的宗教都不会发现这样的事情。
That our one God,
只有我们的神，
has three persons.
他有三位，
three different flavors.
三种不同滋味的。
God can never be boring.
神从来都不无聊的。
And so I ask the Holy Spirit.
所以我问圣灵。
Do you have any scripture to back this up?
你有没有一个经文能够来跟我看看的？
Are you the one who's inspiring me, or is it some other entity?
我也是想自我省察，想刚才我这个感动是来自于圣灵的呢，还是来自于别的灵的？
And then suddenly, Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
然后罗马书八章十一节就来到了。
He said, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as a son, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father."
你们所领受的不是奴仆的灵，乃是仍旧害怕，所领受的是儿子名分的灵，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
So who cries out?
是那个呼叫的是谁？
Who cries out? Not you.
不是你在呼叫哦，是谁在呼叫？
It's the spirit.
是灵，你的灵。
In you.
在你里面的那个灵。
He said, by whom? By the spirit.
是借着灵。
You cry out.
你在呼喊主。
So, without understanding,
所以
my spirit goes, Father, I really love you.
所以如果你不明白的话，突然你的灵里面大喊，天父啊，我爱你。
Who's crying out?
然后你问，哎，谁在叫我？
Not my mind.
是我的头脑意识吗？
It's my spirit.
是我的灵。
Crying out. Because why?
是我的灵在说话。
My spirit knows this is God.
我的灵认识父。
My spirit knows this is the Son.
因为我的灵认识那爱子。
My spirit knows this is the Holy Spirit.
因为我里面的灵，他自己是圣灵，他认识灵。
And so what happened as a Pentecostal, it brings out joy. It brings out a relationship with God that your mind cannot comprehend.
所以我们这些五旬教会的灵恩的人，我们都会跟神有这样的一个亲密的一个关系，一种很真实的感受。
But if you're Christ-centered,
但是你一定要耶稣为核心，
you will experience this.
你就会才会真的去经历到这种经历。
If you are not Christ-centered,
如果耶稣不是核心的话，
then you have a danger of becoming a Jehovah's Witness.
那你就很有可能一不小心就变成耶和华见证人。
Or you can become in danger of dabbling in some kind of power that's not of God.
或者你很危险的不小心收到了一种莫名的大能，你以为那是圣灵的大能。
But if you're Christ-centered,
但是如果你永远保持在跟耶稣的连接，
no one can deceive you.
没有人骗得了你。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for today.
主啊，我们为今天谢谢你。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们为了耶稣谢谢你。
Lord, we lift up Jesus.
主啊，我们今天高举耶稣。
We know, Lord God, that through him, the heavens and the earth were created.
主啊，你是借着你的爱子让天地受创造的。
We're created for him.
是为了耶稣而创造。
We are created for him.
我们也是为了耶稣而被创造的。
We are also adopted in his family.
因为我们也被接入进了神的家中。
So Father, we just want to know Jesus more today.
父神啊，我们想更多的来认识基督。
We want to lift up his name.
我们想把他的名字来高举。
So that we can know you better, Father.
所以我们会更加认识。
And so that we can know you, Holy Spirit.
我们也可以更加认识圣灵。
Because you are our God.
因为你是我们的神。
So I thank you, Father.
主啊。
I pray that today that you will enrich our understanding.
主啊，我们今天祷告，你能让我们有更丰富的认识对你。
Enrich our experience of who you are.
让我们有更丰富的来经历你到底是。
So that everyone knows why.
在我们再去敬拜耶稣的时候，我们也知道是谁。
Next time when we seek the power of the Holy Spirit, we understand why.
下次当我们见证圣灵的大能的时候，我们也知道是来自于谁。
Lord, upgrade this church.
主啊，你来帮我们继续上升。
Lift up the people.
让我们的全部的人都被升高。
Into a better understanding of who your son is.
升起到对耶稣你更正确的认知当中。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's we glorify your name.
主啊，我们来荣耀你的名。
We glorify your name.
荣耀你的名。
We glorify your name. Karabakasata rabashira rakata. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we seek better understanding of you. 天父。
我爱你，我们。
glorify you, Jesus.
We glorify His name.
荣耀你的名。
我们荣耀耶稣基督。Lord, we glorify you.
主啊，我们荣耀你。
I just pray, O God, that you help us.
主啊，你来帮助我们。
Father, that you help us to glorify Jesus.
父神，你来帮助我们来荣耀。
In our lives and in this church.
在我们的生命当中，也在我们的教会当中。
Holy Spirit, empower us.
圣灵啊，你来给我们能力。
Teach us.
来教导我们。
Guide us into all truth.
来带领我们进入一切的真理。
Guide us through this incredible revelation.
带领我们进入对你的启示和认知。
Christ came to us.
耶稣来到我们当中。
The visible of the invisible.
这看得见的耶稣来到我们当中。
He dwell amongst us.
在我们当中。
That today he's exalted.
今天主耶稣，你已经被高举了。
As Lord and Savior.
成为了我们的救主。
We thank you.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢主。
And I just pray, O God, that every family here will discover the power of that name.
主啊，我们祷告，我们当中的每一个弟兄姊妹都会经历到你的名字的大能。
That we will dwell in that revelation.
让我们在这个启示当中能够认识你。
That God has come to us.
是神来到了我们当中。
He's revealed to us.
亲自将自己显示给我们知道。
As the Son.
成为爱子的形象来给我们看到。
As our Savior.
成为我们的救主，让我们看到。
And may we never ever forget that.
主啊，我们永远不会忘记。
That you paid the ultimate price.
你付了那全价。
That today, O God, that we have that freedom.
今天主啊，我们有这样的自由。
To come to you.
来到你的面前，施恩宝座前。
To the Father.
可以到父神的前面来。
And I just pray, Lord, for whatever difficulty we are going through today.
我们也祷告，我们不管在任何的困难当中。
That we have the confidence.
我们却有这样的信心。
That we know the Father is listening to us.
深知我们的父神也听到我们的祷告。
He is hearing us.
一直在倾听我们的祷告。
Because we have the Son.
因为我们是借着耶稣。
Interceding for us.
因为我们是借着耶稣为我们的代祷。
We have the Son as the door for us.
我们也借着耶稣成为了我们的门。
We have the Son.As the road to God.
我们也借着耶稣成为了我们的道路去父神你这里。
I thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
That by your blood we have been made clean.
借着你的宝血，我们今天洁净了。
By your sacrifice we have become adopted.
借着你的牺牲，我们今天也成为了家中的一员。
I just pray that you would teach this church.
我们祷告你来教导我们教会。
To really understand.What you have given to us.
来真正的认识你所赐给我们的这一份。
So that we will see breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough.
让我们在真理中真的是经历到这样的突破再突破。
Victory after victory after victory.
得胜再得胜。
In our own lives.
在我们自己的生命当中。
Because we know, Lord, everything can be done through you.
因为我们知道主啊，一切都是借着你而做。
We know, oh God, we are accepted through you.
我们也知道我们是。被主你所接纳的。
We are heard through you.
我们因为听被因为借着耶稣也被你听到。
Help us, Holy Spirit.
圣灵来帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
圣灵帮助我们。
Teach us the truth.
教导我们真理。
Comfort us with the truth.
也借着真理来安慰我们。
That we may be enriched in our relationship with God.
让我们与神的关系更加的亲密和丰盛。
And I just pray that this week, Lord, we will see some mighty breakthrough.
主啊，我们祷告这一周，我们看到更多的突破。
And that you will bind every demonic thoughts that are coming over our minds.
主啊，你会捆绑所有那不属灵的认知在我们当中。
Every attack of the enemy over our hearts and soul.
还有在我们的心灵里面被魔鬼的攻击的那些事情。
Every attack over our children.
任何的在我们孩子中间的攻击。
In Jesus' name, be gone.
奉耶稣基督的名捆绑。
And we pray that in Jesus' name.
我们是奉着耶稣基督，借着你的名祷告。
And we know, Lord, there is power in Jesus.
我们知道在你的名里面真有大能。
There is freedom in Jesus.
在你的名里面是有真自由。
We thank you, O God.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
May that truth remain in us.
让这个真理真的停留在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit, teach us.
圣灵来教导我们。
How is it that we should depend on Jesus every day of our lives?
教导我们在每天的任何事上都能够依靠耶稣。
We thank you, O God.
主啊，谢谢你。
And we ask even now, Lord, as we pray in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们也祷告，就我们现在借着你祷告时。
that we will see healings in our bodies.
我们可以看到医治在我们当中发生。
In our hearts and in our emotions, in our minds.
在我们的心中也发生，在我们的头脑里，在我们的情绪里都发生。
And that we will see restoration in our family.
我们也看到家庭的恢复。
And we will see restoration for much that we have lost.
我们也看到那些曾经我们所失去的都得以恢复。
Restoring our time that we have lost.
主啊，你恢复我们所遗失的时间。
Restoring the finances that we have lost.
你恢复我们所遗失的金钱。
Restoring the position that we should have got.
你也恢复我们的身份。
Father, in any way that we have lost.
主啊，凡是我们所失去的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray for restoration.
我们今天祷告恢复。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢主。
And I also pray, O God, that many more souls will come to you.
主啊，我们也祷告有更多的灵魂来到你这里。
Lead us and guide us to those who do not know you.
带领我们走到那些不认识你的人面前。
Especially for members of our family.
特别是我们家中的一些成员。
That through you we may reach them.
主啊，借着你，我们可以向他们。
That through you, Lord, there is power to save.
因为借着你，让我们的话语有能力。
Father, teach us every day.
主啊，你每天都教导我们。
How to walk with Jesus.
如何与耶稣基督同行。
To depend on that name.
是每天都借着主的名。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
I pray that you bless everyone here.
你来亲自来祝福我们当中每一位。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要祷告，请到前面来。神祝福你们。